Englandy. This is the moment the crowd have waited for. Just look at him go.
Congratulations, Catherine, on your wonderful performance in winning the gold medal in the 400 metre event of the Commonwealth Games.
Ian Thorpe really going for it. 3:40.17. This is absolutely amazing.
Tracy Wickham, a great world record here in Edmonton, and there it is, a world record.
The Diamonds Commonwealth drought has broken.
The hockey revolution has a golden uprising.
Adam Ayres, congratulations, and a games record. Adam Ayres has got a hat-trick of gold medals at the Commonwealth Games.
This is something to savour, something to remember for the rest of your life.
Get set, Australia. Welcome to Gold Coast Gold. Here's your host, Dave Colbert.
Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Gold Coast Gold. I'm David Colbert. In this episode, it's coming to you from Taipei at the World University Games. It's a key lead-up event for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games for many of the 184-strong Uni Roos team here in Taipei. We'll preview the action and be joined by Glasgow Commonwealth Games swimming gold medalist Leeston Pickett and Ben Treffers, who will lead the swimming charge in Taipei. But before we do that, as we count down with just 32 Fridays to go to the Gold Coast Games, let's take a look at the headlines from another big week in Commonwealth Games news. Gold Coast Games ambassador Sally Pearson completed the stunning comeback, taking the World Championship gold medal in the 100-metre hurdles at the World Athletics Championships in London. Pearson scored her second world title victory on the same track as her London 2012 Olympic win, and it follows a remarkable return from a serious wrist injury, the first withdrawal from the world titles in 2015 and the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. In other highlights from the championships, Commonwealth Games gold medalist Danny Stevens smashed the Oceania, Commonwealth and Australian record in the women's discus to win silver. Olympic bronze medalist Dane Bird-Smith walked a personal best to finish sixth in the 20-kilometre walk. Long jumper Brooke Stratton also finished sixth in the women's long jump, and young pole vaulter Curtis Marshall finished seventh in the men's pole vault final. The netball competition pools and match schedule have been announced for the Gold Coast Games. Defending champions Australia have been drawn with Jamaica, South Africa, Barbados, Fiji and Northern Ireland during the preliminary rounds. Pool B will see matches between New Zealand, England, crowd pleasers Malawi, Wales, Scotland and debutants Uganda. In basketball, the Boomers completed a clean sweep of the group stage, the Asian Cup in Lebanon, with a 40-point win over Chinese Taipei. They now take on China in the quarterfinals. In triathlon, Rio Olympic triathlete Aaron Royal has kept his hopes of a second Commonwealth Games on track with a solid 12th place finish in the World Triathlon Series round in Montreal. Royal will now line up in the next round in Stockholm later this month as he eyes September's grand final in Rotterdam. Two opportunities to get more runs on the board in the chase for a place on the Games team for the Gold Coast next year. Royal was a member of the Australia's bronze medal winning relay team in Glasgow, but missed both automatic selection nomination opportunities for the 2018 Games and will now have to rely on earning one of the two remaining discretionary places. Meanwhile, Royal and fellow Olympians Ryan Bailey, Ashley Gentle and Emma Jackson will spearhead an 8-strong Australian elite triathlon team named for next month's World Championship final in Rotterdam. Gentle and the informed Jake Birtwistle have been nominated already for the Games. In other games news, actor Simon Baker was one of those who welcomed the Queen's Baton Relay to London this week as part of the 5-day tour of England. Of course, Simon Baker, famous for his role in The Mentalist. The English leg comes midway through a journey lasting 388 days and spanning 230,000 miles around all Commonwealth member nations. And registrations are now open for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for members of the public to join the volunteer cast performing in the opening and closing ceremonies at next year's Games. Up to 4,000 volunteer performing cast members are required to perform alongside the professionals, and performing experience or special skills are not required, just enthusiasm and passion. Applications close at midnight on Sunday the 3rd of September, and auditions then due to commence in October. For more information, you can go to the online application form at the Gold Coast 2018 website. In mountain bike news, the Australian team for the UCI Mountain Bike World Championships in Cairns next month has been announced, with the team spearheaded by Troy Brosnan and Cairns local Tracy Hannah, both in career best form with World Cup victories under their belts this year. Australia's national elite champions Dan McConnell and Rebecca Henderson will lead the cross-country athletes into battle. And finally, Commonwealth Games Australia extends its deepest sympathies to the family and friends of Stephen Woolridge following his untimely passing this week. Steve represented Australia at the 2002 Manchester and 2006 Melbourne Commonwealth Games, winning gold and silver respectively in the team's pursuit. He was an Olympic gold medalist from Athens in 2004, a world champion and former Cycling Australia board member. And on that sad note, that's this week's Commonwealth Games news. As mentioned at the top of the podcast, this week's edition of Gold Coast Gold is at the World University Games in Taipei. With more than 7,500 competitors across 21 sports, the event is bigger than the Commonwealth Games and is the second biggest multi-sport games behind the Olympics. It's also the perfect stepping stone in preparation for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, with many athletes in sports including athletics, swimming, badminton, basketball, diving, gymnastics, table tennis and weightlifting in the Uniroos team will also be hoping to make the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games team. Australia has its largest ever Uniroos team in action, with 184 student athletes representing Australia. The team includes Commonwealth Games swimming gold medalists Leeson Pickett and Ben Treffers, Olympians Michelle Jenicke in athletics, Brittany O'Brien in diving, Hemming Hewing table tennis, as well as two-time Universiade bronze medalist Kia Melverton in swimming. Over the years, the event has witnessed the emergence of a number of Australia's World Championship, Commonwealth Games and Olympic champions, including Kate Campbell in swimming, Steve Hooker in athletics, Brooke Hansen in swimming, Steve Monaghetti in athletics, Ralph DeBell in athletics, John Siebert in swimming and Michelle Timms in basketball. So I'm joined here at the World University Games Village by Ben Treffers, gold medalist from Glasgow in the 50-metre backstroke and also a gold medalist from the World University Games in Kazan back in 2013 in Russia, also in the 50-metre backstroke. Thanks for your time, Ben. Good to see you back at the World University Games.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty excited to be here, and it's a perfect lead-up for me going forward, and really looking forward to an opportunity to race and see where I'm at this stage. And look, the venue looks incredible, and it's really great to be here.
What happened between 2013 and 2017 to have that return? Commonwealth Games gold medal in the middle, obviously, but it's been a fair journey.
Yeah, it has been, and I mean, lots has happened. I swam good in 2015 as well. I went to World Championships and got a bronze in the 50 and semi-final in the 100. And then I had a bit of a down year. I got sick going into after trial, like immediately while trials was going on. In 2016 for Olympic trials, so that was very disappointing. But then I went away and raced in Europe, and then I had to, with the AIS kind of changing its direction, I had to find a new coach and found one in Ashley Callis, and moved up in December after finishing up my year at uni last year. And it's just been a massive change for me, and something, a relationship that we're really working on and building towards the Commonwealth Games next year.
So there's a bit to talk about there with, firstly, the life of the student-athlete. Obviously, everyone here at the World University Games are student, and a lot of them very early in their careers. Some are, you know, up to 27, so they've been around for a while. You're 25, so you're getting towards the end of that period of time. How have you balanced the life between being a student and being a swimmer with the demanding hours that you guys do in training?
Yeah, so I think I did two subjects a semester for my undergraduate degree. And, for me, it was really about finding time, like, in between sessions. And I really got a lot out of just coming home and having something to work on during the day. I think to come home from a training session and do nothing, it would drive me insane. So with uni, I felt it was like a perfect fit for me to come home, and I'd always have something to keep working on. And the ANU is set up really well to let you continue studying from home and still working towards a degree. And then I finished my undergraduate at the end of 2015 and decided that with the upcoming Olympic trials that it was going to be best for me to keep studying, not change too much. And I decided to start a honours in business. And so now, again, doing that part-time. So last year, I had to do four subjects across the year, and some of them were intensive, and that was probably a big shock to me that, you know, I'd had a whole term of classes in 4 weeks kind of thing, and that was a bit of a change. And obviously the level of work increases, or the intensity of work going from an undergraduate degree into an honours, it was a big change in what's demanded and that kind of thing. But I got through my classes, and now I'm just writing my thesis. So doing my own study and data collection and all that. So it's a big change, and it's doing something different. But yeah, so far so good. I'm getting along with it. Hopefully I'm on track to finish at the end of the year.
And what's the topic? What's the topic of your thesis?
I'm looking at online consumer reviews and looking at what motivates and what barriers there are to people writing online consumer product reviews. And so a lot of the literature is based off like Amazon and big multi-brand websites that get an abundance of reviews, but no previous literature has looked at, well, why isn't anyone reviewing? And I think that that's a big problem, particularly in Australian websites, is actually attaining reviews. So I'm kind of looking at, well, why aren't people reviewing? And yeah, it's been interesting so far. Data collection is probably not my favorite part of it, conducting interviews like this one, but it's gone pretty good so far. So yeah, so far so good.
And so, fair change to go from Canberra to the Gold Coast, and what a beautiful location to be all the time, and obviously the centre of all the action for 2018. How have you found that transition and the move up there?
Yeah, I mean, perfect timing for me, really, to be moving to the Gold Coast where it's all happening. It's been a big change. I'm first time living out of home. Luckily, I got some family support. I'm living with my brother up there. But as you said, the environment's completely different. Being at the Arias, I mean, everything's there in the one location. And now going to Somerset, where you know, I've got the pool in one place, gym in the other, beach. You know, all these distractions. But I think it's been able to provide me with quite a good life balance. Being able to swim, study, but then also the beaches down the road, and go for a surf on the weekend, and try and get out in the sun whenever possible. So I think for me that's really great balance, being able to surf and do that on the weekends, because I'm a, you know, big, I can't sit still.
And you feel the vibe? Do you feel the Commonwealth Games vibe every day on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, well, I went to an event a month or so ago. I got to meet Prime Minister Turnbull. And I think that's when it really kind of sunk in that, you know, this is really happening, and the Gold Coast is going to be hosting these incredible games coming up. And I drove past the village on my way to Southport Pool, and yeah, really starting to get excited about it's only around the corner. And you know, I feel like I'm in a prime position. I'm going to allow myself with enough time to make those changes with Ash, and yeah, really looking forward to it.
So just tell us about Ash, obviously member of the famous 4x1 relay team from the Sydney Olympics, and smashed them like the guitars race, which most people that are old enough would remember, but a young coach as well. So just sort of starting off in the coaching caper, and how's that working for him and for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, when he stepped up to coach, he really didn't intend to. He never intended to coach, and he started with James Roberts, my squad mate, only, I think, you know, 9 months probably before the Olympic trials last year. And James was good mates with Ash and trained with him when he was a swimmer, when they were both swimmers. And so James came out with an incredible result, making the team in the relay. And I think that kind of kept Ash going, you know. And he probably doesn't really call himself a coach. He calls himself more of a manager, or just helping us along. But I mean, he's one of the most passionate people I've ever been around, and he really just wants to get the best out of us. And he thinks, I mean, he says all the time he maximises his potential in the pool, but he looks at us and thinks, well, we, you know, he can help us maximise ours. And and he's really keen to see, you know, what our limits are, and test our limits and see how fast we can go. So I think that's been really exciting, and for him and to be involved in that at this kind of level. And for me, it's probably been a really big change. My previous coach, John Fowley, was probably a bit more intense than Ash's, but Ash has been able to, from his swimming background, take on, well, you know, lots of things happen and life and provide that balance. And at the end of the day, it's only swimming. And it's, yes, it's an important part of your life, but that's all it is, a part of your life. So he really tries to make the team environment enjoyable for us. And we've got a few young up-and-comers on our squad now with Luke Percy and Blake Jones joining us. And it's a bit of a boys' squad, I have to say, which has been different from coming from John. But I'm really enjoying that kind of atmosphere and that lifestyle. And, it's great to see James do well again this year, and hopefully there'll be a bunch of us on that team next year. I think that's definitely the group goal.
So it's been a big year for swimming. Obviously the World Championships have been on recently, and you didn't make the team there. Does this feel like a second chance, or is it a second prize, or is it somewhere in between the middle of those two things, and you've got the opportunity to do something in 2017 that you may not have had if the Universiade wasn't on and you weren't eligible?
Yeah, definitely. I think the Universiade is an incredible experience, and probably amongst the Swimming Australia community, for whatever reason, doesn't get as much recognition as it could. I think my experience in Kazan with the whole Russian team being there prepared me well to know what to expect here. And just hearing some of the guys coming now, it's more of a developing team. We're quite a young team as well. So I think, they're really going to get their eyes opened to who's here. I've seen already in the dining hall, Olympic medalists, people that race at the World Championships. So the level of competition is going to be incredible. And really, it is providing me with that opportunity to race at an international level and a stepping stone towards next year. I would have loved to been going to World Championships, but I failed to qualify, and I missed by a tenth of a second in the 100. And I would have loved an opportunity to race the 50, but coming away here, I get an opportunity to race both, and I'm sure the competition is going to be at a really high level. So, there's no worries in that regard. Even just being in a village environment, I think prepares me really well for next year. So, yeah.
How did 2013 help you for 2014 Commonwealth Games? Because you talk about the event not having a high profile against in some sports, and that's absolutely spot on, but they're blown away when they get here and see it. It's bigger than the Commonwealth Games, and it's just like the Olympics, this village, and it's chaos, and it's lengthy queues to get to the dining hall, and transport's difficult, and it's hot, and it's, training times are, scheduled. Did it surprise you what it was like in 2013, and how did it help for your Commonwealth Games experience where you won the gold in Glasgow?
Yeah, I went to Commonwealth Games and I was like, wow, this is small. What's going on? Like, in Russia, it was huge. I mean, there was a McDonald's in the dining hall. The dining hall was massive. So many different types of food that you can eat. And I was kind of a bit starstruck when I went there. And really for me, going to Kazan in 2013, it was just about trying to enjoy swimming again. Because of my disappointment in 2012 missing the Olympic team. And I really just went over there with no real expectations and just trying to enjoy racing and, find my way. And I was lucky enough to swim pretty good over there. I did equal best times in the 50 and the 100 and was able to medal in both. And I think that really provided me with confidence that I was heading in the right direction. And really get me in good stead going towards Glasgow. I think in terms of that confidence and being in a village environment and racing at the elite level and being in contention for medals, that, couldn't have been a better preparation. So I think for me, that's kind of what I'm looking for here is it's a bit more unknown because I haven't been working with Ash that long. So I was a bit underdone at trials in terms of my preparation. But I feel for this, it's going to be a stepping stone to see where we're at and then how we're going to progress forward. For me, it's all exciting about, well, what can I do at this meet, what's possible, what time it is, and that kind of thing. And, you don't know. Medals happen because of you following your process, and you never know who's going to be there. I mean, a world champion in the 100 backstroke could be here, and I don't know yet. So... you know, to put aspirations on medals, I think that's a really good thing that you don't, you can't do that here because you don't know who's going to be here.
Just going back to Glasgow, what are your memories of that competition and winning the gold medal there?
Look, Glasgow was an interesting meet for me. I started, first day was the 100 backstroke, and in the heat in the semi-final, I swam terribly. It couldn't have been any worse, really. I felt flat. I had scraped into the final in eighth, and I was going, what is going on? This was meant to be, you know, I was building up through 2013 and 2014 and then get to Commonwealth Games, and it couldn't have started out any worse. And I had the morning off at home before the final of the 100 backstroke, and just took a really big deep breath and tried to relax as much as possible, because I think it being in that it is a bit more pressure maybe at Commonwealth Games because of the attention. So I had the morning off, and I stayed back at the village and had a massage and relaxed, and I went back and gave the 100 backstroke my best shot, came fifth, and at least there was a sign of life. And so then I knew from that moment that the 50 was mine. Like I was in a really good shape, and it's my natural event kind of thing. So I was, you know, excited to be there, and I knew that that's what that was my opportunity really to exceed and excel and get my expectations. So I think I was lucky enough to share it with my family, and my dad being there, you know, it was really great experience. And then we came back home pretty straight away and was back onto Pan Pac. So hopefully I can replicate what I did at Glasgow and just get myself in the best position as possible to win again in the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast. We've got two gold medalists, Commonwealth Games gold medalists in the swim team here, you and Leeson Pickett. Do you feel like you're the senior members of the team amongst all these, you know, young whippersnappers?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a bit of a shock rooming with such young swimmers, and I haven't been on a team since 2015, and it's just got quite a different feeling, I would say. Last time I went to Kazan, I was rooming with Ryan Napoleon, who was a Commonwealth Games gold medalist, and he'd been on multiple teams, so he was definitely the eldest statesman and the team leader. And I guess now I've taken that place, and you know, it feels different. It really does. I've never really been the oldest member or that kind of thing at a competition. So you know, I'm really looking forward to trying to lead these guys and provide them with some advice and help them along the way. And I think that when the competition gets underway, they're really going to see what the level's like. And, you know, I think that's when it'll probably hit them that this is a real competition and, you know, everyone's here. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, trying to give them some advice and letting them know about my story and working with some of the young guys.
Well, Australia's got a great record of swimming at the World University Games, and you're one of the gold medalists that are on that list of great champions. So we wish you all the best. Thanks for your time, and good luck in the preparation for the Commonwealth Games as well.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you very much.
Ben Treffer's there. I'm joined by Leeson Pickett, twice a Commonwealth Games gold medalist, making her debut at the World University Games. It's great to see you here. How are you going? You're in good form and ready to go?
Yes, I've had a pretty good preparation. Coming off trials, I had a couple of weeks off and then got back into it. And having this as my target meet, it's been pretty exciting.
Plenty going on here. You can hear our team arriving and they're singing madly in the background. First University Games experience for you. What have you made of it so far? You've only been in the village for a couple of days, obviously, but the scale's enormous.
Yes, it certainly is. It's a pretty good environment. I mean, always coming into a multi-sport event is quite exciting because there's so many things going on, so many different people, events, sports, etc. So it's great to see all the buzz happening around. It really gives you that good energy.
You're a bit of a veteran of all of this, though. Two Commonwealth Games, won the gold medal in Delhi in the 50 metres breaststroke, and also again in Glasgow, London Olympian as well. So you're used to all of the vibe that goes on in a major games.
Eddie, I, I would say yes, but also no. It's always exciting coming into something like this. It doesn't happen every year and it doesn't happen all the time. So when you do come into it, it really does give you a good feel. And of course, each event is always different. Coming from Delhi to then going into London, two vastly different environments. So you certainly learn something from each one, and coming into here, I'm sure I'll learn something as well.
Is this, I asked Ben the same question, is this, does it feel like a bit of a second prize, this competition, rather than going to World Championships? Was that the main goal for 2017 for you?
Not particularly. After last year, obviously a disappointing year for me last year, I took a couple of months off. I had about 4 months off, deciding what I wanted to get out of the sport, what else I wanted to achieve. And in saying that, coming into trials, I probably wasn't 100% prepared. I had only swum breaststroke for about 3 weeks just due to injury. So I didn't really have World Championships as my goal going into trials this year. So to come out with a selection and another opportunity to race, I was just really excited.
So that means you do get the chance to perform outside of the World Championships. How important is this then for the Commonwealth Games for you, and being, you know, ready to be able to compete at the trials, firstly, of course, to get in the team to try and win three in a row?
Definitely. I think any opportunity to get up and have a good block of training, a good block of preparation, and then have a nice taper and try and perform at an international meet, is any opportunity that you can get to do that is perfect. I mean, coming into here and having the chance to be able to do that is perfect for the preparation. Although it's not World Championships, to me it's my World Championships, so I treat it exactly the same, and just getting up there and racing and doing my best.
You're from Griffith Uni, and there's a big contingent from Griffith here. What course are you doing, and how do you find the juggle between being a student and then being an athlete?
I'm at Griffith Uni. I'm doing a Bachelor of Commerce, majoring in Accounting and Financial Planning. I do love it. I know everyone looks at me like, oh, Accounting and Financial Planning, but I do love it. I do balance part-time work as well, so I swim full-time, study part-time and work part-time. And it is a challenge. I probably wouldn't say I have much of a social life, but I mean, I'm quite driven and I know what I want to achieve, so it's nice to be able to have that balance between work, study and swimming as well.
How do you fit it all in?
I just don't really have much life, I guess. I do, I'm quite anal, I do admit I'm quite anal with my study in uni, and I'm really driven to achieve some good results at uni. So I guess it's all just planning, coming from, I guess, I was always quite driven at school, which taught me some good time management skills, and just applying that to every aspect of my life is what I need to do.
I think there'll be plenty of people listening to this think you've got a pretty good life. You're in Taipei at the World University Games. You're studying and working all at the same time. Your coach, Glenn Baker, and the crew on the Gold Coast, do you feel the vibe of the Commonwealth Games every day there, or do you let it sort of wash over you and, you know, it's just your training environment?
I have actually started to just let it wash over me. I mean, every single day there's someone, I reckon probably not every day, but at least once a week someone asks me, are you going to the Commonwealth Games? I'm like, oh geez, you know, like, I'm trying, I'm doing my best. But it is certainly the culture and the environment and the excitement is really building on the Gold Coast, and I will be doing everything I can to be able to make sure I'm there competing, and it is pretty exciting to know that it's going to be at my home pool, and I have trained there for the past 11 years, so it would be pretty exciting to be able to get up there and race in front of a home crowd.
Is that a tough thing to, you know, it's your home, absolutely home ground, does it become too familiar, given that that's where the trials are going to be, it's where the competition's going to be, everything happens at the place that you're, you know, your workplace every day?
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm just going to use it to my advantage. I know the environment will change a lot from my everyday training environment once I get the stands up, all the merchandise and everything, the advertising, it's really going to change and transform it. But I know that that's my home environment and I feel comfortable there. So getting up and racing, I know that it's going to be my time. That's my pool. I know how to race in that pool. So
to win one Commonwealth Games gold medal is hard enough. To win two across two games is unbelievable. To win three puts you into a different class altogether. Do you think about that at all?
Not particularly. I actually feel quite lucky that I actually won the last one. So I'm so like, oh, wow, that's really good. For me at this stage, my target really is to qualify. I haven't been up there with the girls for the last couple of years. So for me, just targeting that qualifying is really my goal.
Okay. And what about here? What are your hopes for the competition here in Taipei?
For me, I really would like to swim in personal best time. It has been quite a number of years. It's been 5 years since I've swum my best time. And coming off last year and reassessing what I want to do, I've really changed my outlook on how I'm approaching my swimming. And I've had a really good preparation from trials into now. And I really believe that I can achieve that time now. So it's, I've sort of lost that belief and that confidence over the last couple of years. But now I really feel prepared and ready to go.
And do you have any idea about the competition? Start lists are hard to come by at something like the World University Games. So do you find out, you know, do you realise who you're competing against when you get up on the blocks for the heats?
I actually have absolutely no idea. That's a really good point. But for me, I guess my competition is the clock. I'm not really too worried about first place, second place. I really just want to achieve a good personal time that I'll be happy with.
All right. Well, we wish you all the very best and look forward to seeing you in action. And good luck on the preparation for the Commonwealth Games as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Gold Coast Gold. Next week, we'll still be in Taipei and we'll catch up with some of the athletes who have been in action over the first week of competition and check in on their hopes for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. A reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an edition. You can join us at Commonwealth Games Australia on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to keep up with all the news regarding the Australian team at the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. So until next week, thanks for your company on Gold Coast Gold.